Let's talk about some of the promotions, the downtown store now, back in the 50s. And okay. What were some of the promotions that you would do?
You had your holiday. You had your Christmas. You had Easter. You had Father's Day. Mother's Day a little less. We were at that time really heavily a men's store. There was a photographer, and it was called the Bragging Wagon. He had a little trailer set up. We did a promotion look-alike, dad and son. The parking meters at that time, you had to pay for the meter for a week, and we'd park that little trailer, like a house trailer, not very big, but it had signs on it, and you'd come down there, and he would take the picture, and then the prize was which father-son looked the most alike. We did that for a number of years. That was a good promotion.
Did you have a promotion called Miss Teen?
Dance Party. That was a little later. That really came after Utica. When we opened Utica, the teenage shop was called the Miss Tulsa Shop. At that time, we worked with two or three manufacturers. Thermajack was a big teen women's apparel provider. So we had a Thermajack board. And I still, in fact, not too long ago, ran into someone and said, well, I was on the Thermajack board.
Thermajack was what?
Manufacturer. It was an updated teen shop. And then Channel 6 did the dance party every Saturday. That was kind of a takeoff of the national dance party. We had sponsors in that. One time we had ice cream cones. Then they changed the laws to where unless you had running water in the scoop deal, you couldn't get it out. There's a picture I've got of 1957 Straw Hat Day. It's a big day. General Joe Turner was a good friend of ours who was a World War hero and was the head of the Air National Guard here for a long time. He flew a B-26 down almost between the buildings. I mean, he rattled every window in town. And on the third pass, they dumped out 36 straw hats. The street's full of people. I mean, there's no traffic. It's wall-to-wall people from 3rd Street to 6th Street. And the deal was, if you got one of these straw hats, you could come in and get one that fits you.
It must have been a scramble.
I was in school. Herb Coulter, who was Dad's right hand, knocked on his door, and he said, Mr. Clark, you got to come see this. They had no idea that it would be that big of a deal, but it was. And like I say, there wasn't room to put another person in there. But it was during lunch hour. See, everyone went to lunch pretty much the same time, 12 to 1. All the office buildings, all the oil companies. We did a couple like that. We did a Hickok belt promotion. The Hickok salesman had an airplane, so we were going to give away, 100 belts. We took gliders, little airplane gliders, and my job, I had to glue them all together, test the flying and get them going, and they took these up. In fact, somewhere I got a picture of me standing out by the plane. I guess I was about 8 years old, 9, something like that. But they took those up, did kind of the same thing. Flew over certain neighborhoods and things and dump out these gliders. And, of course, they'd glide all over. But if you got a glider, you'd come down and get your belt.
And there was never any problems that came out from that.
Nah.
If you did it today, it would be wild. Something would be wrong.
No, you know, like I thought, I grew up 25th and Lewis. The back door was always open. Ma may not have been there. As long as I had my bicycle and we played work up, you know, there was nothing organized. But the kids in the neighborhood, we'd go down to Casha Hall and play on their ball diamond in the summer and play work up. And then when I got hungry, I'd come home, and if Mom wasn't there, there was always a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the ice box and glass of milk, so I was happy as a June bug. You know, I never had a helmet. Streets weren't paved. There was kind of a gutter on each side of the streets. Like I say, they weren't paved. They were oil, and they graded them once a year. Oh, we loved it when they graded the streets. You know, everyone out watching. But then when it rained, the water would flow down each side of the street. We'd make boats and float them. We could go from Lewis clear on down to Yorktown, 2 blocks in the gutter on those streets.
Life was really good, wasn't it?
Oh, hey, it was. We had a great time.